We're going to start this meeting of West, and call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, and this is Monday, December 2nd, 6:31 p.m. And need an approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, please.
Approval.
Moved by Mr. Bittner.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Approval of minutes of the November 4th, 2019, November, and November 11th, 2019 meetings of the Board of School Trustees. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Mrs. Witt. Discussion, any changes to the minutes there? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Communication from the audience, current agenda items. I don't think we have anyone on that list. Anybody want to add on to that? And we'll move unfinished business, of which I have none, new business. And we'll start with our special recognition. I'll start with you, Dr. Kinnan.
Yes, we're very pleased to be recognizing one of our students, Alexandra Ying, and I'm going to ask Sheila Klinker and Chris Campbell, our representatives, to come forward. And Alexandra was our regional spelling bee contest winner, so way to go.
Yeah.
And so we want to recognize her and congratulate her, so we'll turn it over to Sheila and Chris.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start.
Okay.
Because I was a judge. And I'm delighted that Alexandra Ying won. And those are tough contests, aren't they, Dad? Because I know you were there.
Yes.
And we had
Alexandra
could
probably attest to that.
That's right. And we had to convince Alexandra to go to Washington, D.C., didn't we, Dad?
Yes, it was very
she
tough.
Won, and she said, oh, I just really don't want to go. But we're delighted that you went, Alexandra. You are happy you went? Did you have a good time? Good. Did you go again?
Yes.
Did you go?
No.
No. Well, we're delighted to present this first place award, donated by Awards Unlimited, to Alexandra Ying from West Lafayette Middle School. And you have grown up quite a bit since I saw you last, Alexandra. And you won the 29th annual 2019 Scripps Regional Spelling Bee. And the nice thing about this is that when Representative Campbell gives you this, you get to keep the trophy.
There you go.
The traveling trophy,
yeah,
that you'll see. And then this is one from the state of Indiana. Yeah, so that we are recognizing you too, Alexandra, for your hard work. We're proud of you as a student in the state of Indiana. And we hope that you will carry on and that you'll maybe go to Purdue.
But no pressure.
And stay in Indiana and work here. We're proud to have you. Thank you very much for entering the contest, and thank you for going to Washington, D.C. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Alexandra. I'm really proud of you. And because of your accomplishment, you were the last name to be entered on this plaque. And this plaque, it is my honor to present to the school, to be hopefully placed in a place of honor.
We'll have Mrs. Massaros come on up.
Wonderful. And I'd like to point out that the first person on here was also a West Lafayette graduate. Samir Misra, and he actually went to the Nationals and won the National Award. So we are calling this the Samir Misra Spelling Bee Championships Award, which has all of the winners for the past, 10 years?
Yeah, 10
which
years
were the last one, so this will complete the whole plaque, and this will be left at our new middle school then. So congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, and on behalf of the board and the school, too, congratulations. We're extremely proud what you've accomplished, and that's quite an honor. So for those of you that were here for this presentation and don't want to hang for the rest of the meeting, you will not to make us upset if you depart. And if you want to stay, you certainly can. This is the finest amount of government at work that you can watch here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
We'd like to get a couple pictures real quick. Representative Klinker and Campbell with Alexandra, Mrs. Pissaros. We'll have April take some pictures here, and Mom and Dad, if we could get some pictures, that'd be great.
You're the shining star.
Can we also say that the organization that is sponsoring the Scripps Regional National Spelling Bee is Adult Learners, Inc.? And we gave, I have newsletters that is being disseminated throughout the 10 county region. And that's the region for the Scripps Regional National Bee, 10 counties. And so the next spelling bee will be March the 7th.
Okay.
So we're hoping Alexandra, again, will win the intermediate and go on to the national.
For sure.
Here, here.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Our next item is people move out here, but the academic achievement, the IDOE accountability update and facilities. And Rocky, if you want to do that, then
pause
for a second. And we'll
Thank you guys very
Thank
much
you again.
For coming.
Congratulations.
Well done,
Appreciate
Alexandra. Well done.
Thank you.
My understanding that legislators are going to consider passing a no harmless bill with regards to the iLearn scores and public schools and teacher evaluations in January. So the DOE has embargoed the current calculations based upon the iLearn scores. And if this legislation passes in January, school districts will not be harmed by the iLearn scores and those calculations. Of course, we're hoping more gets done, because if it's harmful this year, why is it harmful next year and the year after? So hopefully there will be some movement, especially with the Red for Ed. And those of you that were able to attend, thank you all so much for being a part of that, supporting that, and making sure that teachers' voices are heard. As I doing a study on pro public school candidates running throughout the nation. There were over 1,500 candidates that ran for office. And as one teacher in Kentucky said, since we're not being heard, our voices aren't being heard, we're going to become the voice. And so I think there is a movement afoot where public school supporters are going to run for office and start pushing back on some of this issues that are adversely hurting public schools. We appreciate Chris and Sheila and Ron and the support that they've given to us for our public schools. They're always there for us and trying to lift up our teachers, lift up our students. So thank you all very much.
Dr. Kelly, thank you for saying that. I do want to tell you that on Instagram and other areas, the teachers were complimented for leaving the State House perfectly clean around the State House and also inside. So we're very proud of the teachers that came.
Wonderful. And so I think there'll be more happening. And as I read today in a blog post that I sent to the board, sent out to administrators, I thought it was very well said. It's not the budget issue that's the issue. It's the legislative policies that are at war with public schools. That's the issue. And so until we fix those things, including circuit breakers including attaching test scores to teacher evaluations, grading school districts through the abuse of standardized testing, and a number of other legislative mechanisms. Until we address those policy issues, things are going to continue to head in the direction that they're heading against public schools, our teachers, our students. So I think it's very important that this movement is started, and hopefully it will continue to push back on some of these things. Just quickly, some facility updates with regards to the pool. I just talked to Alex, and it sounds like tomorrow will be the day. People will be jumping in. So around 3:30, did you say, Alex?
The final inspection.
3:30 tomorrow. So the Aquatic Center will be up and running. And by the way, the Aquatic Center is now Richard A. Wax Jr. Aquatic Center. We learned that at the ribbon cutting through his family. So it's a Richard A. Wax Jr. Aquatic Center. So Alex and Jovan are working on adjusting those things. Also wanted to make you aware that we were just notified by U.S. News World Report that our junior senior high school was just rated by U.S. News World Report as in the top 20 for STEM education in the nation. So that's 20 out of over 19,000 schools. So congratulations to our staff, to our students, to the junior senior high school, to our intermediate elementary school, because it's all connected. And so there will be more forthcoming from U.S. News World Report regarding that. But ranking 20 in the nation for STEM education, I think that speaks volumes about the track that we're on and what we're trying to do. There's more to us than STEM, and I believe that the reason that we do well in those areas is because of the performing arts, because of the extra co-curricular programs. And fortunately, we've been one of the few school districts in the state that's been able to maintain all of those programs despite cuts in our budgets over the last 10 years, thanks to our referendum, our community. And so just wanted to give you those updates, and we'll move forward now with the Richard, with the James R. Guy Academic Wing and the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Comments or questions or anything else? On that, we'll move on to the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center bids. And Dr. Killian,
November 22nd, our school corporation received bids for the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center. They did come in higher than anticipated. That's the reason why we're moving through this bonding process. And so, in your packet is the bids for the lowest, most responsible bidders. Alex and Jovan are here if you have any questions. But the overall bid components, including soft costs, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ross, let's make sure I get this right, is around $7.8 million. $7.8 million for the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center. And so that's one of the reasons we're doing the $7.5 million bond to cover those. We have some leftover funds and some of the other bond proceeds, plus also I'm recommending that we move forward with the alternative bids in the James R. Guy Academic Wing with the stair tower and the third floor remodeling that we did not accept in the bids at that initial go-around, just to make sure that we had enough funds to be able to cover everything. So I'm recommending that we move forward with those bids, the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center bids, as well as the Northeast Stair Tower bids and the third floor remodeling from the James R. Guy Academic Wing bids that were received a while back.
Okay, and we need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Schott.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Procknow. Discussion.
I have one question. I'm not sure it fits into this exactly, but I'm curious when the parking lot will be reopened at the junior senior and what the final count is on lost spots.
With respect to the wax.
Yeah, I know that we're at the end of that.
Alex, do you have any?
We're actually scheduled to pave tomorrow in the parking lot, and we've got to get the parking down on it. Javon can speak to the lost spaces. So I'm saying we'll be close to the end of this week.
Okay.
Originally, we lost like 6 or 8 spaces, but it was less than 10. I remember that, but I can't tell you the exact number.
But there's been no change to that. It's roughly that same. Okay, great.
So is the back of the building still going to be tore up then, too? Or is that going to be?
No. Should be paved.
Okay, like behind the walkway.
The walkway.
The walkway from the
building? Yeah.
We've got to get some lights. There's a lighting change here at the end, some additional lighting down the walkway to make it safe for emergency.
Other questions in with respect to the bid? We're in the second part of the of that process. Okay, and any other questions at all? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? And that the motion does carry. Those bids and move on, and move on to Jamie Ballmer subscription.
Last week, Jamie Ballmer contacted me. He's offering our school district a one-time subscription to what's called the Great Conversation. Schools cannot do it alone. It would be $89 per school, one time, just a one-time cost. And what that would include are his materials to try to educate the community on what's going on in our public schools and the legislative initiatives that are adversely impacting our schools. It would also include his video package that we could put on our website that administrators could use. I put at your place this. You've seen it before. It hangs in my office. But this is all the mandates that he has captured that has been legislated in our public schools without adding a minute to the school day. So these are all the extra things that our teachers and our administrators and our schools are having to do without adding a minute to the school day. What we want to try to do, if you approve this, is to utilize that as a PR educational piece for our community, and our principals will receive his book, Schools Cannot Do It Alone. There's a study guide, and then we'll have ongoing materials from Jamie Ballmer to utilize throughout our school district as our administrators and our school district sees fit. So I'm recommending your approval of that, $89 per school, one-time fee, and that's the entire cost. TSC is going to join us, and Lafayette's going to join us as well on this.
Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt, second by Dr. Springer. Yeah, Jamie, as you may recall, was involved as a speaker for the Greater Lafayette Commerce event way back when, and also has used his materials a lot in not only in Rise Above the Mark, but other initiatives that we've been involved with for a very long time. He's been pretty generous with his time with us, too, over the years. Any other questions or comments on that? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Property insurance renewal, and Mr. Sloat.
Okay, it's that time of year to look for our renewal for 2020 for our insurance. Worked with Henry out, appreciate them. Kelly Kitchell's here tonight, talk a little bit about it. So every 3 years, I think pretty much he recommends we take it out to the market and get new quotes. So that's what we did this year. They took it out, and you can see the breakdown in your packet. They had, we're with Hanover now, and we had another company called Astra gave us quotes. We had Wright Risk Management, Liberty Mutual, Selective, Downey, and those then were not competitive or either did not give us a quote. So once the numbers come in, and you can see then that Astra is the lowest on the compared to Hanover, who we're currently with. So we're looking to recommend going with Astra, but I wanted Kelly to be here because it is a change of carrier. We've been happy with Hanover, but if they're not competitive in our premiums, we need to look at some cost savings. So I'd like Kelly kind of review a little bit, the process and his recommendation for going with the new company.
Sure.
Kelly,
go ahead. So we every 3 years we take a look just to see if we're to make sure we're competitive in the market. We
We don't try to do this every year because we feel like we want to create relationships with our carriers and give them an opportunity. When we're doing, you know, projects, Hanover's been a good partner with our new building projects that we've done as well. We expect them to continue to be a partner with those building projects as they come along as well. That won't change with the new pieces. But Astra did come in significantly lower, and their coverages were the same or better, and their risk management is far and above. I brought with me David Paul with Astra today. David is in the state of Indiana. Astra is based out of Ohio, out of Toledo, but David's in Indianapolis. They've got another risk manager here in the state as well that covers the state. What's great about Astra is I can call David Sell at any point. I've called him about it any time of the day or night. If there's something challenging or the school needs something or anything that comes up, I mean, if we're going to go, we're probably going to be on a roof here in the next couple of days with another school that we've partnered together with. And they're there for us in those as well. So I trust them. We wouldn't bring them to you if we didn't. And then their pricing has been significantly very competitive. And on the renewals that we've worked with them on the renewals with other schools, they've held things very flat as well. So it's not like they're trying to come in and buy business and then jack it up, you know, right afterwards. So like I said, you can see we went out to market. They came in most competitive. It was pretty significant. It's, you know, it's going to be $23,000 less or so when it's all said and done. So that's a pretty significant savings. If it was a couple thousand, we could have a different conversation, I think. But with that, plus their service, I think it's a good recommendation. So,
Keller, would you talk a little bit about, we have in there, we talked about this optional cyber crime.
Sure.
For another $1,200 in premium. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have cyber liability. We've had cyber liability, and that protects the school with if someone hacks in and they steal the information, or if there's extortion or ransom and things like that. There's another piece that goes along with that, and that's crime. So typically schools have had crime where an employee, steals from the school or something. This is someone from outside. You know, it's a hacker coming outside and either tricking us into giving money away freely, which we've seen that. It's called social engineering. We see it quite a bit where they can clone emails, say, hey, change my bank account, and it happens more than you guys can imagine. So it's this is just another piece to add on. You know, we try to fill gaps in coverage. This is a gap that we've had, and this is another recommendation that with Evolve that we have. We just moved to Evolve as well because they give us some great risk management tools as well to help fill those needs on the service side. So that's another piece. It's $1,281.25 to kind of fill those gaps for the social engineering piece and some of those other things that go along with just our personal assets that we have with the school.
And our workers' comp would stay with accident fund.
Workers' comp stays with accident fund. Actually, our workers' comp went down like $3,000 this year. Testament to your staff. There's a safety culture here. They've taken trainings that we've provided for them, especially kitchen and maintenance. They've really bought into the safety culture that we have, and they've done a great job. Your mod, which your experience mod is basically calculated on where you're at versus other schools in the state. You're saving almost 40% in your premium on that piece because you're 40% better than every other school in the state. So not only were you kicking butt in academics, you're doing it in safety as well. So great job.
I like it.
Yeah, that's right.
Win tagline, Rocky.
Yeah, tagline.
Right there.
Can I quote you that on the website?
Sure.
Yeah. I promised Brooke that I was going to keep you
alive
there.
Okay.
Not sure.
He's still good.
He's not here.
She's
not here. That's true. And as a board, we take all the credit.
Yes.
Hire well and things.
So if
go
you
well.
Have any questions for me about this, or David is here, just to kind of, I mean, if you have any questions on what they do, again, they're a partner of ours, but I just wanted to bring in case you had any thoughts or concerns on our program.
Other schools that you work with in the state, address that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have 300 schools insured total between Ohio and Indiana, and then we actually have a handful written with Kelly. So don't know if we're at liberty to.
Yeah, I mean, the schools have given it. So we have Lewis Cass, Western Boone, North Miami, I believe, as well. So, I mean, similar.
You're in the area.
Yeah, we're in the area, similar size schools. They're doing very similar things. They kind of specialize in the mid-size, the 3A, 4A, and football is kind of where they do their best work.
Gotcha.
How long have you been in Indiana?
And we want to since 1998. And we want to earn the business too. We don't want to just, you know, win it. We want to earn it. Kelly mentioned risk management. Our three risk managers that cover the state of Indiana, four now, we just hired one a couple weeks ago. We'll do active shooter training for the school. So I know that you probably have already done something like that, but it's always good to do a refresher, but we don't charge any extra for that. That's something we build into our program. As far as your policies and procedures, we have best practices that we can kind of share with the 300 schools that we insure and kind of share with you what we're seeing. As far as contracts that you sign, like contractual review, that's something that we can also share some best practices on what we're seeing that's, you know, maybe model language that's been added into some contracts, and things maybe that you shouldn't sign and things that you shouldn't say. So that's the part that I think maybe is a little bit unique to us, is that we're actually going to come in and try to help you with your risk management and try to make you a better risk. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, thanks for your time.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Okay. Motions. I have a motion on the table.
Alan, I'd like to.
Yeah. No, we don't yet.
I'd recommend we include that optional cybercrime. Okay. I think we've had some hack into our emails here. I mean, our accounts payable gal gets an email from Rocky, looks like Rocky, and says, pay this invoice right away, this and that needs to come in right away. I mean, it wasn't, we could tell Rocky doesn't write that way. He doesn't email, he could tell by the language it wasn't Rocky. But so those kind of things can happen. So I would recommend you consider that additional coverage.
Okay, so we'll take a motion with the additional coverage. Need a motion, please.
Move.
Second. Moved by Mr. Bittner, second by Mr. Schott. Discussion.
Russ, do you anticipate much administrative labor in changing?
No. I mean, pretty much, I mean, Kelly's been good to work with, and it'll be minimal on our side. I mean, we'll get the new policies. We'll still deal with builder's risk policies on a couple of these projects, and then when those are over, those will fold into this coverage. So
absolutely. Fold it right in.
I don't really see any.
Great.
Issue on that.
Other questions or comments? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Section 125 plan and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, our Section 125 plan is with American Fidelity, and each year they ask that we update the plan document. And really the only change from prior years is we had a change in our vision coverage carrier, so that had to be noted in the plan. But basically it covers your flex spending, covers, you know, our American Fidelity rep meets with every person. They can Section 125 their premiums pre-tax, do a flex spending, and they also handle, if they have the health savings account, they handle that. So it's basically similar to what we've done in the past, just updated language, so we'd recommend approval.
Okay, need a motion, please.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second
by Mrs. Prock. Now, questions or discussion? It's pretty straightforward. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And then that motion carries. Common School Fund Acceptance, and Dr. Killian.
Pleased to announce our 27th approval of Common School Fund application for our technology in the amount of $187,700. And this will be used throughout the school district to replace smart boards with the newer smart boards. I don't think that's what they're called, but newer smart boards that do not need a projector.
Okay. Need a motion, please. Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second
by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
Keep writing them, Rocky.
Yeah.
I'll do my best. Technology staff has been very happy.
That's a great, great thing. Any other discussion or questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Personnel report and Dr. Killian.
I recommend your approval of the items found in the personnel report.
Okay, again, we've had those in advance to see and discuss. Yeah, moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prock. Now, all our discussion, please, any questions at the last minute? I know there were some other items that came in later today. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Accounts payable and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, a couple of things on here. There's some revisions came in late. I don't know if you get to it or look at it. I got to explain what happened here. Let's first look at the normal plan for December. We had that in there, that it was reviewing things today, and we found that there was a glitch in our software program that wasn't pulling in. All the claims are on the docket, all the vendors, but it wasn't picking them all up and putting them on the cover sheet. And so we revised the cover sheet for the December claim payment. And then I went back and looked last couple months and did the same thing for October, November, and those updated ones were inserted. Now you've seen all the claims, there's not any claims you didn't see, it's just that you see the revised total in the front, so I'm going to ask you to consider approving back, you know, for all three of those revisions. I just want to make a couple comments on the December claims. You've seen there some payments to Lafayette, we're still paying glass payments. You also see $52,000 paid for the Career Center. So our payment to that, I mean, this is kind of, it's costing us, and we talked about this, it's going to cost $100,000 a year for our share of the Career Center. Now we do have more students participate, we get more money per student from the grant from the state, depending on the program you're in. I think it's going to cost us some money for a couple years till we get the enrollment up. They've taken, I think Ron said, they took all the seventh graders over there last month, didn't they?
October.
And so I think as they build interest in the program, we're going to see our enrollment increase. I think we've seen more students that need that type of education. And if they get a good background at the junior senior high school, go over there for a half day, I think we'll see some good growth and we'll see more revenue coming in. So I just want to point those things out. Those were some extra expense we had. And then I seen Joel had in there, it's like $12,000 Brand Electric, updated some of the electric at the softball, baseball, and the soccer field, I think it was. So some electrical improvements there. So recommend your consideration for approval for the December claim and then the revised October, November.
Okay. That all in one. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion or question? Questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, pay our bills, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Information to the board, I don't have anything new. Board and superintendent reports, we'll go around the horn. Start with Mr. Marley.
I'll just sign the teacher contract.
So yeah. Right, okay, so you've done your job.
Thumbs up.
You did good.
Okay, good.
We're good.
Okay. And that's part of negotiations as well. Tom?
Foundation met on the 14th. All is well. I have a new website thanks to Amy Masson. I helped apply for that, so if you haven't checked it out, I do so. By the highlight was the report on the teacher grants. They received 11 requests, total of a little over 12,500. Six from the intermediate school, five from the junior senior high school. They had $8,000 to award. They fully funded five, partially funded four, and were not able to do two others. And we meet again a week from Thursday.
Melissa?
I would only add that those grants that were awarded are available in the newsletter to parents if they want to look at those. They weren't available at the meeting.
Okay.
Public Schools Foundation had their Seeds of Excellence grant ceremony on November 20th at the Greater Lafayette Career Academy. And Francis Heim was awarded a $2,000 grant for updating shared culinary space.
Policy committee met and went through the fall revision.
Boy, did we get going after you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. They finished them all right after I left. It's awesome. So we're meeting again, and we'll be revisiting those here shortly to try and finish them up.
Because of the new laws that they keep passing.
Brian,
I was notified Third House will be starting up again with meetings in February, but there is a luncheon kind of kickoff by the chamber, and I'll send that out to everybody, so if you want to attend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Karen,
Glass meets tomorrow night.
What else I have to add to that? The fundraising still is going on with respect to the foundation on our building projects. Still in some new initiatives that we discussed last week. One being bricks, which isn't necessarily new, but continuing with James Argyle, but also the chairs of trying to take a little more of an active approach to try to get those accounted for, also going to Lafayette businesses directly with that. And still, you know, we still know that our goal is to try to get to $4 million, we're at about 2.5, so still work to be done with that as well. Rocky, anything else from there?
I think I just want to quickly mention this, the lawsuit that we're working on. In that, one of the reasons this is so important, and we've had discussions, of course, as a school district in our reimagining West Lafayette schools and our strategic planning about eventually trying to get Happy Hollow to be an early childhood center. The issue that this charter school law brings to that discussion is that is not an area of educational function, in my opinion, that's covered or for protection of our school district. If we did kindergarten center, that's one thing because we're K through 12. But if you do early childhood, I think the question remains, could a charter school come and take it for a buck? And that's one of the reasons this is so important that we continue to fight this lawsuit and fight this legislation. So we're working on a couple of strategies in light of Judge Person's recent ruling. I think there's some things that will be coming for the next couple of weeks. We'll be reaching out to community members to be a part of this as well. So it's very important, in my opinion, that we stay the course to this, not only protect that asset, but also to help all school districts throughout the state protect the taxpayer assets that they have. And Bob may want to add it.
That's key. You know, one of the things that you may not be aware of, when we did the appraisal of the school corporations and transferred this title to the land into the building corporation, the appraiser for Cumberland evaluated it at $600,000. And I called him and I said, "What are you doing? Come on." And he said, "Well, that's because of that new law." And so what's happened is there have been some unintended consequences of this legislation. We will see how all of this proceeds. We'd like to get a form where we can actually have a hearing in front of the judge, because this case ultimately will be decided directly by our Supreme Court. It may very well be that other schools file similar actions, and if they do, that's all the better. The objective is to get this up in front of the Supreme Court. And if nothing else, maybe the legislature will clean up the legislation. We're the only state in the union that has a dollar provision. The only one. And this legislation is the same in six other states except the dollar provision. And that's overreaching, in my opinion. So we'll see how it goes.
Went to the hearing last week. Thank you. Anything else in the order from that standpoint? Any communication from the audience? I don't know that anybody else has signed up. Anybody have anything else to add at this point?
Did your chance, Randy.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on the Red for Ed Day and the walk-in.
Yes.
I think it was well organized, and appreciate all the work that's happening, not only in our school district, but across the state.
Yeah, it was good. I know they said that West Lafayette Elementary and West Lafayette Intermediate that both had excellent student speakers as part of the deal, which I thought was really good.
Junior, senior, I will echo that.
Yeah.
Rahul was outstanding.
And so I thought that was a good exercise outside, in addition to the importance of the event, and just the fact that it was an educational process too for those kids, and I thought they did very well on that front as well. So thank you for including us on that. Future meetings, a community forum, Monday, December the 9th. At 9 o'clock at central office. Winter break, December 20th through January 3rd. I don't think anybody needs to know, but it's on everybody's calendar, I'm sure. Regular organizational and finance board meetings will be Monday, January 6th at 6:30. And Dr. Springer is willing to send out a slate for officers and for that for in advance of that meeting as well. So at least you were three or four hours ago. You were willing to do it. You still are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I need a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Procknow. All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none.